the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
What if there was a way that you could reverse aging, remain healthy, and live a long, productive life? Joining me on the program is Jason Thibault, founder of Da Vinci Medical and also the creator of the Superhuman Protocol. Jason, I'd like to begin and talk about this Superhuman Protocol that you created. I wonder if you could give our listeners a little bit of a background. How did this all come about? How did you put this together?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me, number one. And this question gets asked every single time. And it's a poignant story. So my mother-in-law came down with pancreatic cancer a long time ago. And she did not want to do what's the traditional surgery called the Whipple, where they go in and they actually remove the tumor on the head of the pancreas. So we began looking at alternatives. And there were quite a few doctors that had amazing outcomes with treating this. And it seemed like a lot of these practitioners were doing some things, and I noticed a common denominator. Some of them were doing what's called pulsed electromagnetic field. That's a mouthful for PEMF. And that is basically no different than walking around Mother Earth barefoot. It's called grounding or earthing, which actually charges the body and makes it alkaline instantly. So they were doing this PEMF, which was familiar to me, but not entirely at the time. They were doing some form of oxidative stress or oxidation therapies, which is known as ozone or even oxygen therapies. Then they were doing photo biomodulation, right? Anything to do with light. The types of light are very, very important. You can't just shine a light on a problem. You might be able to see it better, but you're not going to fix the problem. So we began looking at these three things because that became the common denominator with the guys that were having success with some pretty serious end stage conditions. But no one was doing like both or all three. And I thought, how interesting, because these three things are found in nature. And these are the three things that we have disconnected from and have decreased significantly over the past few thousand years, especially our magnetic field, where you walk around barefoot. That used to be at 2.5 Gauss. It's now 0.5 Gauss. That's an 80% drop from the last 4,000 years. So that biocharger, walking barefoot, keeping you alkaline, which allows blood to flow beautifully to your 11 organ systems, that's failing us. They won't tell you that. Absolutely won't tell you that. And I'll get into why later. So what happened was we began digging into what are the best of those three? What are the most effective technologies in the light world, the magnetic field world, and the oxygen world? And so we already had a leg up. We were involved with some of those things. And again, our research led us to where we are today. I mean, fast forward, it's almost 15 years from the endeavor. And now we have what's called the Superhuman Protocol. I remember succinctly one day I did PEMF, oxygen, and light accidentally in that exact order, because I didn't actually have everything at the house like I do now. I wasn't manufacturing everything like I am now. And I was able to do one at one location and two at another. Then I went to the gym and I was able to stack the bench press. It's a selectorized piece of equipment. I was able to lift more weight than I have ever lifted in my life. And my trainer said, "What the hell's going on here?" I said, "No, what? I'm asking you that. Did they add another pulley? Because this seems really easy." And he says, "No, you're not going to be able to walk tomorrow. So, like, you know, drop the weights." And I thought about it. And I realized I had a very large surge of energy. And people use that very loosely because they don't understand it. Energy is actually ATP. It's a molecule that the body makes in cells that manufacture energy, right? Cells in tissue, organs, muscle, skin, right? Red blood cells, they don't make any energy. They carry things. But the cells in the muscle, they got a huge boost of energy. And I thought, wait a minute, I just cycled up ATP. If I cycle up ATP, I've caused the cell to live another day, because if the cell's either making ATP or it goes rogue and it can't make this energy using the oxygen in the food we breathe, and it goes into a fermentation process and uses glucose and glutamine, it's now a cancer cell. That's how cancer starts. When a cell can no longer use oxygen and food that we eat to make energy, it'll ferment, reverse. It's called dysregulated cell growth. Can't stop it. Well, there's actually a cure for that now. And I'm not saying I can cure cancer. I'm saying we can stop the process that causes that cell to go rogue. And so I realized, wow, the cell lives another day. Cells make up tissues. Tissues make up organs. Organs make up you. So if I'm able to do that at the cellular level, I'm able to restore everything. I'm able to reverse the aging process. I can take that spinning aging wheel in my body and I can put the brakes on it. And maybe I could even slow it down and go backwards. So that's when I realized the order was really important, because PMF opens the oxygen doors. And then you do oxygen therapy. When you do oxygen therapy, you flood the body with oxygen. PMF alkalizes the body. Then when you do light is favored because your red blood cells separate from the PMF. More oxygen can get in the red blood cells. We're going to dive into that. But bottom line is, I realized there was an order that caused each technology to be put on steroids. I was able to turbocharge each of the three technologies by doing a specific tech before the other. And hence the Superhuman Protocol was born. And the outcomes that we're seeing with this, it's unbelievable. I have got people that call me up with tears and said, Jason, I have my life back. I wake up, I've had sleep. I wake up without pain. I can actually carry my child up the staircase. I have a relationship again with, you know, my significant other. I want to keep going. I have a second wind after 5 o'clock. I don't crash at 3:30, right? My skin looks better. My vision's improving. My hair's growing back. I mean, you name the aging condition that people complain about. I can golf now. I can go 18 holes. I can swing that golf club without pain. Red light alone can take the pain down by 3 or 4 points on the pain scale in one session. And this is all steeped in science. We'll go into that later. But yeah, that's the short of how I came up with the protocol.
How did that work out for your mother-in-law? Were you able to use these modalities?
No, you know, my mother-in-law, she was the casualty of the R&D and the evolution of Superhuman. So we didn't really get into Superhuman until years after she had passed. They gave her 3 months, traditional end stage. You've got 3 months, get your affairs in order. We got her to 2.5 years. And we were running around like chickens with our head cut off. We didn't have, don't forget, it was her journey and us trying to heal her that I found out about these three modalities, but we didn't get dialed in until it was too late. So about 2.5 years later, she passed. It metastasized to the liver, and that's it. Once the liver got hit, we couldn't save her, but she was able to reconcile with her. My ex-wife was able to reconcile with her mother, take her on the trips that she always dreamed of, and they ended things the way they should have ended, which is beautiful. And I said to my ex at the time, I said, I'm going to take this information that we're learning here, and I'm just going to be a conductor. I'm going to guide people to the right people to restore order, because it's the most painful thing watching somebody die in your arms. Literally, her feet, her ankles were in my hands at the end, when I was at the end of her deathbed in hospice in Chula Vista, San Diego, when she finally passed 5 days before my birthday. And I'll never forget that moment. But it's because of her that I have been on this journey and that I'm still on this journey.
Well, let's begin with, there's a three-step process. The first you call magnetism, which is PMF. Explain how this works and what it is.
Sure. So PMF stands for pulsed electromagnetic fields. Fancy way for saying you're walking barefoot on Mother Earth. You're grounding. The studies are out there. You can go to PubMed, and you can just do Google search. It's called grounding or earthing studies. There's about 20 of them already. And they've already proven without a shadow of a doubt that you have 30 trillion batteries in your body. They're called cells, and they all get charged. They all should have a negative charge, a negative polarity on the cell, forces the cells to repel. Positively charged cells attract each other. Well, when cells, red blood cells especially, stick to each other, imagine the freeway where all the cars are magnetized to each other, but they all want to take the off-ramp, and that off-ramp is one car wide. Those cars can't take the off-ramp, can they? But if we put a charge on all those cars and get them polarized or negatively charged, they repel one another. Now every car is independent of each other, and they can all go down the smallest and most narrow roads and off-ramps. So just like your phone, you put your phone on the induction charger, you charge the phone. When you step on Mother Earth, you're earthing, you're grounding. There's half a gauss. A gauss is a measurement of a magnetic field. The little magnet that holds the picture of the family on the fridge, that's about 15 gauss. So imagine half a gauss coming from Mother Earth, coming through the feet. It actually charges the red blood cells. Everything from ED to cognitive function to brain fog to just feeling tired and having pain is a result of having blood that looks just like that. You can prick your finger, pop it on a microscope, and see it. Within 10 minutes of laying on our PMF mat, it's just a simple mat. It's about 6.5 feet long. It's controlled by a very easy to use computer. You hit start. You can run it 10, 20, or 30 minutes, however much time you have. You get off and you can look at your blood under a microscope. All those cells are separating, which means now those are red blood cells. Those cells can now carry up to 9 times more oxygen because when the cells separate, you have a greater surface space for oxygen to attach. Okay. So not only do we have red blood cells that can go where they want to because they're separated, they're not stuck and they're not moving like the pool pump was turned off and the algae is starting to form, right? There's no water flow. There's no oxygenation. This is like turning the pool pump back on and all that dirty water gets filtered and oxygenated. That's exactly what happens here. All the blood goes back to the normal flow. We're not increasing blood pressure. That's very different. That's about the heart's pump. The movement of blood through 60,000 miles of circulatory system that you all have that has to feed 11 organ systems, you need all those red blood cells in order for oxygen to be carried and nutrients to be carried to the different cells and tissue. 10 minutes after doing PEMF, that's what your blood looks like. And you would do this daily. You can do it in the morning and you do it at night. Mine's under my sheet in the center of my bed. My wife and I sleep beside it because it has a 5-foot throw, meaning it'll go 2.5 feet from the center and then 2.5 feet from the other side. Mine's on a timer so that at 11 o'clock, it turns on what's called tranquility mode, calms the mind, because it sends in frequencies, not just a magnetic field. It sends in frequencies to calm the mind, which controls the body. Now we get a better sleep. I can get into delta brainwave state better. Right now, you and I are both in beta brainwave, very chatty. We're thinking a lot going on, a lot processing. Hard to sleep like that. So this will help you go into alpha and theta through frequencies, brain entrainment. Next thing you know, you're sleeping like a baby much faster and you get a longer restorative sleep and increased blood flow. And now human growth hormone is being made, right? HGH, and that's where the body begins to repair. So your body regenerates from the damage of the day much better. Like I said, it goes on at 11 for about 30 minutes, and then it goes on again at 6 a.m. for another 30 minutes, and that runs a different mode. It runs my superhuman protocol, Vitality 7 Intensity mode, just a fancy way of saying my program. And when I get up, I've already done an hour of PMF, and I didn't have to spend time in another room doing it. I did it while I was sleeping. I leveraged my sleep time to do an hour of PMF therapy. And it'll have a residual effect for the entire day. I will not have to do PMF again until nighttime. So this is equivalent to me walking around barefoot all day long, like our ancestors did. They were constantly touching the ground. They were constantly being charged. When you're eating quality foods that are more alkaline and have more what's called hydrogen content or antioxidants, like a blueberry, for example, fresh fruits and vegetables, and I'm not saying vegan, I'm just saying some of those things in your diet, your blood starts to look like this. In fact, you could be a meat eater all week, your blood will look just like this, I will bet money on it. And then you can just do one day where you just go mainly vegetarian, okay? And your blood will look like that almost immediately, just from changing the saturated fats that you're bringing into your diet, because it changes the blood plasma, it changes how thick the fluid is that holds your red blood cells. And the less thick it is, or when we drop viscosity of what holds your blood, things flow much better. Men wonder, you know, I've got ED, what's going on here? Get a little bit more fresh fruits and vegetables, get a little bit less red meat, do the grounding, walk around barefoot for those that can't afford a PMF mat, or get the PMF mat, and your blood's going to look like you were when you were 20 years old in one day. This is not something that takes weeks and weeks, but if it's something you do every single day, your body can also heal and restore because your blood flow has gone back to normal. And so now all the tissues and all the organ systems that were starving of oxygen or were breaking down from lack of nutrition are all getting fed again, right? It's like contractors in there working, and you're giving them good building materials, AKA good food. So that's stage one. And as you can see, when you do this in 10 minutes, your cells can carry almost 10 times more oxygen than before. And that's why you then open the opportunity to do exercise with oxygen. Before I dive into that, any questions on the PMF side?
Yeah, I want to ask you that. You mentioned 10 minutes. I am using this program now, and I'll get to that later. I've been doing it 15 minutes. Is 10 minutes the minimum, or?
Yeah. If you can do 10, if you can do 15, or you can do 20 or 30, the newest machine goes up to 30 minutes. It's about what time you're willing to invest. The minimum 10-minute session is absolutely effective. And so more isn't always better. If somebody has an acute condition, something quite serious, we're going to recommend 30 minutes twice a day, every day, until we get to resolution. Then you basically titrate. We break it down to maybe 15 or 10-minute sessions, still twice a day. And then you can keep an extra 40 minutes in your pocket. So you don't have to do 30 minutes unless it's serious. So if you, Jim, if you can do a little bit longer, it's not going to hurt you. It'll definitely add to the speed at which you restore order.
So the first step is preparing your cells with the PMF. And Jason, let me just throw something out. Somebody told me this. This can help with jet lag. In other words, somebody told me that if you were traveling and you have jet lag, go take a walk on the beach barefoot.
Right. Not the machine, but what you just said. So if you go walk on the beach barefoot, you're now walking in your time zone, and your circadian rhythm, your energy that you're absorbing from Mother Earth, this Gauss, and the sunlight, right? Because the blue light's either available or it's gone down. You're going to basically be between the grounding and being exposed to sunset, sunrise. You can reset the circadian rhythm much faster. In fact, I've almost never experienced jet lag, because every time I go, and I go to a lot of different countries, every time I go there, the first thing my wife and I do is get on our bathing suit. We go walk barefoot on the beach for an hour every time. And so the rest of the trip, I never feel tired, completely energized. But we spend a lot of time on the beach, in the water. So we're kind of doing poor man's superhuman protocol, right? We're out in the sun, walking, getting very good, clean, quality air.
Let's move on to step two, which is oxygen. I've been using oxygen therapy with a treadmill, but I've never done it until your protocol, using it with step one. So explain now what happens. Your cells have separated. They're more receptive to oxygen.
So you can do it with a treadmill. You can do it with an elliptical, an upright bike, a spin bike. It doesn't really matter. And then you're wearing a mask, and it's a full face non-rebreather, meaning, you know, your nose and your mouth are covered. You're breathing oxygen in from the bag, and you're exhaling CO2. You never breathe into the bag. Now, the objective here is to simply get the heart rate up while you're getting a surplus of oxygen. And why is that important? As we age, the pressure on the arterial side of the veins and arteries, right? Veins bring in deoxygenated blood to the heart, back into the lungs, back in the heart, back out to the arteries. The arteries, arterial side, is where oxygenated blood goes. But as we age, the pressure in those arteries drop. If the pressure drops, so is the force that causes oxygen to be pushed into a red blood cell and to be pushed farthest, or to distal hypoxic tissues, tissues suffocating farthest from the heart. So the goal is to simply get a little bit of extra oxygen, and you don't need more than 30% purity. Jim, it's a big myth, everyone going, oh, we need 90%, we need 100. No, it's actually 30+%, because 30% purity is a 50% increase on what I'm breathing right now. I'm breathing 21% because I'm at sea level, right? So even if you just got 30% oxygen, that's enough. But the machines make 90, so that's what we're using. So what's happening here is you're exercising at a very simple, comfortable pace, and every 3 minutes you're going to accelerate, and you want to get your heart rate up to about 120 beats per minute for about 30 seconds. What you're doing is you're raising the pressure in the arterial side, in your arteries, forcing more oxygen into those red blood cells that are already separated now and ready for way more oxygen. And you're pushing more oxygen to other tissues and cells. So a 70-year-old would be at 70 millimeters of mercury. That's a definition of the arterial pressure. A 20-year-old would probably be at about 120 millimeters of mercury. So you can see that as we age, the arterial pressure drops. So does the amount of oxygen that gets to the body. Everybody dies from what is traditionally known as hypoxia. Even if it's a gunshot wound, ultimately you die because you couldn't breathe. You couldn't get oxygen because of an organ failure, but ultimately you couldn't breathe. You died of hypoxia. Every tissue requires oxygen 24/7, every second. It's non-negotiable. But as we age, the body slowly accepts this hypoxia, right? Low oxygen, through the lower pressure in the arteries. And we're given medication to stave off the symptoms, but we never go after the root cause. And so if we go off those medications, the symptoms come right back. So one other really great thing that exercising with oxygen does is that when you are exercising under load, you're doing your sprint, the oxygen will actually get pushed through the artery wall because of the higher pressure. And when oxygen actually goes through the artery wall, oxygen kisses what's called the endothelial lining. The lining of all your arteries have what's called an endothelium, okay? Those start to constrict and narrow, and your microvessels over the years shrink. So think of oxygen therapy as roto-rooter for your entire microvessel architecture and infrastructure. So we're basically restoring microvessel diameter and immediately improving blood flow. Okay, again, we're not increasing blood pressure. We're restoring the natural flow because your microvessel diameter just went back to normal. It's an immediate switch day one, and it has about a 3 to 6 month durable effect on the body. So you could do oxygen therapy 2 or 3 times in a week, and literally your microvessels are going to stay at the new diameter for quite a while. And assuming you're eating foods that support healthy arterial structure, they shouldn't be going back. But you have to be aware of what's causing that and avoid that which is causing microvessels to shrink. Okay. Now, viruses and bacteria are anaerobic. They do not like oxygen. Cancer hates oxygen. That's how you wipe out cancer. Actually, you'd starve it of glutamine and you starve it of glucose and a cancer cell dies. But you can only do that when you're in therapeutic ketosis and you have to use glutamine inhibitors and reduce the amount of glutamine that's being produced, because glutamine helps remove ammonia from the body. So you would die if you stop glutamine production. I can give you some references later and a link to somebody. If you have a client that has an end-stage condition, obviously Superhuman Protocol is, in my opinion, is going to stop that which is causing the cell to go rogue and can basically act like a fire extinguisher. Can't say it's a treatment, can't say it's a cure, can't say we're preventing it. Cannot use those words.
In terms of the exercise, like you mentioned with the PMF, 10 minutes minimum, and obviously if you have conditions, you might want to do more. What about training with oxygen on a treadmill? I think I do something called Sprint 8, which are 8 sprints within 20 minutes. Is there a time frame that's ideal for this?
No, you're doing a great job, Jim. I wish everybody did what you're doing. Again, the outcomes are realized when we do at least 4 30-second sprints over a period of whatever is comfortable for you. If it takes you, if you can do it in 8 minutes, right? I do hypersession, so every minute I do 30 seconds and then I get off. right? I just don't have a lot of time to spend 15 minutes and drain that bag. So if you're taking 20 minutes, which is rare because that bag really can only hold about 15 minutes worth of oxygen, considering the average person breathing in about 60 liters a minute. So you're looking at about, if you're taking 20 minutes and you're doing 8 sprints, your sprints probably are on the lower BPM side, right? You're not getting the lungs up, or I should say the heart rate up really high, because 8 sprints over 20 minutes, you would run out of oxygen in about 4 to 5 sprints. And if your sprints are shorter, then that might, you might be able to do it, but you don't want to think, you don't want to overthink it. You just want to get 3 to 4 30-second sprints a couple minutes apart. And that couple minutes apart is based on your comfort level. If it takes you a little bit of time to recover after that sprint, maybe 3 or 4 minutes before you can sprint again, that's fine. But you're going to find over time, you'll be able to do more sprints closer together because you're becoming conditioned. Your pain is decreasing. Your energy levels are going up. So you're going to be able to ramp up that protocol. But I'm happy with anyone that can do at least 3 to 4 of these sprints. Ultimately, they may take a little time to get to 3 or 4 more sprints. If your first time you only do one sprint and you're exhausted and you can't do anything else, great. You showed up, you did it. On the next time, do that again. At least do the same thing again, if not, add maybe one more sprint until you get to a point where your daily routine is 4 sprints spaced 3 minutes apart and they last 30 seconds and you want to get your heart rate up to about 120 beats per minute. As you can see, you don't have to be a professional athlete. You don't have to get the heart rate high. 120 is enough. That'll get the partial pressure just over 100. And if you're going higher than that, that's great. It's not necessary, but it's fantastic. And some people go, hey, man, Jason, I was doing the whole thing. I burned the whole bag and I was like at 150 beats per minute the whole way through. Well, good for you. Most people can't do that. That is an ultimate session, right? You forced oxygen the whole time under load. And if everyone could do that, great. Is it that much more effective? No, it's not. If you're a professional athlete, you're training, you're lifting weights, you're looking for big outcomes, that's going to help you get there. But for the average person, what you're doing and what I just outlined is all you need to do.
Okay, so we've got step one, which is the PMF or magnetism. So that's opening up the cells. Now we go to step two, which is oxygen. So now the cells are more receptive to that oxygen. And what is that doing to the cell structure itself?
So step one, again, separating red blood cells. Step two is forcing oxygen into the red blood cell. Now we have greater surface space, right? We have greater surface space for more oxygen to attach to what's called hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is just because it's inherently sticky doesn't mean it's always going to dock with oxygen. So between the adhesion and pressure, right, pressure coming from hypermax oxygen, opening the doors coming from PMF, you're getting the ultimate amount of oxygen and you're probably getting more oxygen to more of you than you ever did in your entire life, bar none, right? So after you're done with oxygen, and oxygen's not doing anything to the cell per se, except if the red blood cell carries it downstream, which is in the next stage 3, getting oxygen to tissues keeps those tissues alive, keeps those tissues functioning, slows the aging, right? You don't have what's called oxidative stress. When a cell's not getting enough oxygen, it's getting hammered by free radicals. This is aging, and this is when you have pain, inflammation, and every degenerative condition known to man. But again, after we're done doing oxygen, we have a short-term surplus of O2 in the plasma. We got more oxygen to more tissues and red blood cells than you've ever had in your entire life, unequivocally. You cannot argue this, okay? Then we drop into stage 3, which is light. Now, this is where, in my opinion, most of the magic is happening, because we did these 2 for light. Now, let's just say we didn't do light. The first 2, game changers. Restore blood flow, oxygenated to the tissues, nutrients being carried body-wide, all 5 liters of blood get to all 11 organ systems. I can change somebody's life like that with just those 2. But to take it to the next level, you drop into light for about 15 to 20 minutes right after. Now, you're more like a plant than you realize. There are receptors in the body in certain cells that can actually absorb light. In fact, Dr. Huberman did a 2 hour and 20 minute podcast strictly on what's called light therapy, red and near infrared light, meaning visible light and an invisible light that can actually penetrate not only skin, but bones and tissues and organs. Let's throw this analogy first. When you open up an apple and let it sit there, it'll turn brown. That's called oxidation or reactive oxygen species, ROS. That is the precursor to cancer. ROS is the precursor to cancer. I'm going to say that again. If you can stop ROS or reactive oxygen species, when free radicals, right? These are guys that are stealing electrons and they're getting in the way of oxygen coming in to make energy. Well, as soon as light hits that cell, it kicks the bad guys out. Now, oxygen can come back in and dock and make ATP. These are the cells in the skin and the tissue and the organs and the muscle, and the bones, anything that makes ATP, right? So what we're doing is it's like the floodlights going on in the house when the thieves come in. The thieves come into the house while you're at dinner. The floodlights go on. Let's just say you had floodlights. Usually they're outside, but let's say the floodlights are inside. The thieves are blinded by this light and they go running for the hills blind, which is a good thing because they run into what? The fence. Well, in the body, the fence is the artery. Well, when those thieves hit the artery, it relaxes the artery and helps vasodilate, helps open up that vessel and allows more blood flow. So the thieves get reused. It's beautiful. And then oxygen comes back into that cell with fewer competitors and can dock and make ATP. Remember I said earlier, if we can't make ATP, what happens? That cell starts to ferment and goes into cancer mode and starts to duplicate. Cancer cells start to divide. Cancer grows rapidly. So if you could stop reactive oxygen species or ROS or oxidative stress, if you could stop those thieves from coming in to begin with, the cell can't go rogue and go cancerous. Cancer is not genetic. There's not a single study out there that can prove it. You take the nucleus from a cancer cell, put it in the nucleus of a good cell, that good cell won't go rogue. It won't become cancerous. And it should because the data is now embedded. It won't because it's not genetic. That proves that genetics do not cause cancer. So in this case, we are stopping the literal breakdown of a cell that needs to live another day. And so by shining a light on it, it absorbs that light, kicks. There's a phenomenon that occurs. It's called dissociation of mitochondrial nitric oxide. It's a fancy way of saying light basically kicks the bad guys out so the good guys can come in and save the day. That cell lives another day. If the cell lives another day, you don't age. Cells make up tissues. Tissues make up organs. Organs make up you. Now, when light hits a red blood cell, right, flowing through your veins and arteries, very different mechanism here, very different effect. The red blood cell has something called hemoglobin. There's about 240 million of those little guys in there that dock with four molecules each of oxygen. Their adhesion to oxygen, how sticky they are, determines how well oxygen attaches. When red light hits hemoglobin, it causes it to become 10 times more sticky. The adhesion goes through the roof. So now your red blood cells are picking up oxygen like crazy. So think about this. We just caused all the red blood cells to separate with PEMF, stage one. We just flooded the body with oxygen. So now there's a surplus. Plus we pushed more O2 into more cells. Then we do light. And now the red blood cells adhesion to oxygen goes through the roof. So now we've got the greatest blood flow oxygen carrying capacity, kicking the butt out of the free radicals that age us and cause every form of degenerative breakdown known to man. You go out and become the Hulk. You go do superhuman protocol and go play a round of golf. And you're going to say, whoa, we did 9 holes. I can do 18 now. Holy cow. You go to the gym and work out and say, I'm going to work out upper and lower body today. This is nuts. I have all this unbridled energy. And it's true. You're making ATP like never before. You got rid of all the darn cobwebs. They're gone. So light alone, there are 500 randomized controlled trials. These are the gold standard of scientific studies. So 500 RCTs on red light therapy. You can go to PubMed and just type in, you got to look for PBM, the search. You don't search red light therapy, by the way. The clinical definition for light therapy is photobiomodulation, PBM. So if you have a particular ailment that you want to know if light's going to help, go to Google and type PBM and the word, let's say, pain, PBM vision loss or macular degeneration, PBM muscle synthesis to develop new muscle, PBM delayed onset muscle soreness, right? How to reduce the soreness post-workout, which is ultimately faster recovery. PBM energy production, PBM wound healing, PBM blood flow, you name it. There's a study. Okay, you don't have time to read all the studies, and we link hundreds of studies on our website. And so if light is actually affecting that and healing that, we're putting light on steroids. That's why I really love our order and our protocol, because the three alone are miraculous, but the three in this order is a symphony. You play one instrument, it sounds okay. You play three instruments, you have tone, you have highs and lows. There's a beauty there that you can't get from one instrument. It's no different in the human body. And if somebody starts to heal one part of the body and they go, wow, we had a gal with two lung tumors, stage three, her husband posted on Instagram, they got the Superhuman Protocol after chemo and radiation, they were getting nowhere. They bought Superhuman Protocol, the tumor started to go away. This is tile number 30 on our Instagram page. You can follow Eric Leiden on his Instagram. You can hear the whole story. Amy reached out and said, by the way, if my tumors keep shrinking the way they are being presented to us, I want to interview you. And I did get that interview. And July 3rd of last year, their last scan was no evidence of active disease. No evidence of active disease. They just got back that which created life. Magnetism and oxygen and light created life. We're a fish out of water. A fish will spawn in water, thrive in water unless eaten by an apex predator, and die, hopefully, of natural age in water, right? Well, here we're human beings being taken out of our element, being told, stay out of the sun, wear sunblock, wear clothes, get disconnected from Mother Earth. Let's breathe hydrocarbon-laden air from industry. So we're breathing tainted air, blocking the light, blocking the magnetic field by wearing shoes, driving in cars, planes, trains, second, third floor. We're totally disconnected from that which created life. We are a fish out of water. We should be born walking around barefoot, half naked, eating the food from the land, food grown in the dirt from original soil. If you look at the seven blue zones in the world, these are all locations where people are living off the land. They don't know of the number one disease on planet Earth, which is coronary artery disease. It's number one, and that's caused by sugar. Sugar causes insulin to kick in, and insulin's a growth factor. That's what's hardening the arteries. It's not plaque per se from fat and from meats, not even close. So these guys don't know of these disease conditions. They don't know fibromyalgia, ischemia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Here in the industrialized world and some of the other locations throughout the planet where people have access to sugar and refined and processed foods, they have the worst mortality. They have all these conditions that we're all familiar with. You know, cancer is, it has grown to the degree that it's out of control. It's probably 700% higher per month than it was when we all declared war on cancer back in the early 70s. Okay. So we're not making any strides with medications, because the medications kill the bad cells, but they kill the good cells too. So am I saying that if you're doing Superhuman Protocol and you have no cancer, everybody has cancer? You make 2,000 to 6,000 cancer cells a day, whether you like it or not. The body will target those, they'll wipe them out. But if they get to what's called dysregulated cell growth, it gets to such an avalanche of growth, body can't keep up with it. Just no way. And you keep feeding it because it began because of what you fed it. It began because you were hammering the body with sugar. Everybody needs to know that sugar, glucose, is literally the number one poison. It's responsible for the number one cause of death. It is responsible for cancer. In fact, the treatment for cancer is to shut down glucose. That just tells you cannot have sugar, right? These refined sugars in our desserts and our everyday foods are killing us. You start getting the public to be aware of that, people will be more hesitant. They'll be on the fence from accepting any prescription drug. They're going to go, wait a minute. If I have depression, I heard that's a genetic mutation of MTHFR gene. Okay, mom or dad may have given me that mutation. I'm going to go get checked. And then I just need two supplements to fix that. Boom. I'm going to get the nutrition I need to support the neurological disorder that's actually a deficit of certain fatty acids, period. Depression is not genetic. Depression is not a disease. It is a methylation problem. It's the inability to convert certain foods into usable form. So I can turn you guys on to that test as well. It's just a very simple one-time test. Swab of cotton on your cheeks. Put that Q-tip back in a test tube. FedEx it back off to the clinic. Comes back with your genetic readout of all five genes, which ones are good, which are green, which are yellow, which are red, and then the supplementation recommendation is included. One-time deal. This can change lives.
The amazing thing about this is I first heard about oxygen and PMF with Dr. Circus. But Jason, I never put the two together in a sequence. But I want to share a little story with our listeners, and I've shared this in the past. I had prostate cancer 13 years ago. And I had proton beam radiation, and I started using oxygen, and I started bleeding, and I had to go see my urologist. They did a scope CT scan. What was happening, Jason, the oxygen was healing the inside walls of my bladder. That was the first time I ever come across something like that. Doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep on doing it. The second thing is I had Delta COVID. And I had a bad case of it. I could barely walk up our steep driveway. After I went through and got rid of it, I started on my treadmill with EWOT. Within 3 weeks, I could run up the driveway. So, I mean, it's just little stories like that. And I think the two important things that you hit upon, when it comes to disease, we know two things that are really out there. Oxidative stress and inflammation. And I wonder if just in kind of summarizing how all three of these get rid of all of those two things, because behind every disease you'll find at its root are those two causes.
Right. Well, in fact, inflammation is the second cascading aspect of oxidative stress. So there's what we call primary, tertiary, and quaternary effects. These are downstream cascading effects. So when you have oxidative stress, one of the downstream effects of that is lack of oxygen to a tissue. Tissue becomes hypoxic, right? When it becomes hypoxic, it becomes inflamed, right? If I were to put a tourniquet around my arm right now and block all my blood flow, this whole arm would turn blue and it would be incredibly painful, okay? Pain level 8 within minutes. If I let go of that tourniquet, boom. Blood flow, pain's gone. So oxidative stress stops blood flow. Lack of blood flow causes inflammation, which is the sensor to that, or the indicator to that is pain. So when you know you feel pain somewhere, reverse engineer it. Okay, we have poor blood flow. We have oxidative stress. And that could have also been from an injury too, by the way. Not everything is bad blood flow. You can have an injury and mimic the same exact thing as a tissue not getting enough oxygen because microvessels aren't feeding it. So these three things, right, PMF, oxygen, and light, they ultimately eliminate the chance of oxidative stress occurring because they're making sure that all times cells are separated, oxygen can get to the cell can be carried to tissues. Those cells that need them, mitochondrial cells, cells in tissue, skin, muscle, and organ, they're now getting their oxygen plentifully. And light is hitting those cells, kicking the bad guys out. They're making ATP. When that process runs smoothly, there is no oxidative stress. That means there's no inflammation. That means there's no pain. And that means there's no aging. So we can stop the aging process in its tracks. Now think of these three devices as three heavy-duty contractors going to work inside the body, rebuilding, restoring. But what do all, I don't care how great they are, but what do all contractors need? Good building materials and tools. In the world of the human body, those good building materials is good food, good nutrition. When someone says, well, how often can I drink? Well, every molecule of alcohol kills three molecules of oxygen. Oxygen is the antidote. Oxygen, high levels of it can keep viruses and bacteria at bay. All right? If you're on oxygen, you should not be getting sick. And for someone to say, well, you know, you can't get COVID. Yes, you can. Everybody can get COVID. Are you going to be symptomatic? There's a big difference. I know that I had COVID three times while I was on Superhuman Protocol, but I never felt the symptoms. But because I had to travel, I had to go take a test and I was positive. And I'm like, that's crazy because I feel amazing. Because I'm doing Superhuman, I've stopped the actual virus from attacking, from creating a cytokine storm, from creating inflammation, from stopping blood flow, right? So I've had it, but I didn't know it until I took the test. And many times you contract a virus, you contract a fungus, you contract bacteria, but you don't know it. And you contract them all day, every day, but you don't know it. Why? Because your immune system knocks them out. The better your oxygen, the better your blood flow, the more alkaline you are with PMF, Matt. PMF makes you alkaline instantly. The fewer times you're ever going to notice any symptoms of being sick. Your immune system will be on high alert and you'll knock things out that you didn't even know entered the body. Okay, that's the way you want it to be. You want the good guys to take care of the bad guys without you knowing about it. You don't want, this way you're not skipping any beats. You can keep working, take care of your wife, go on vacation, do whatever you need to do while your immune system takes care of you. So you take care of you, the immune system will take care of you. Now, these three things, they don't by themselves or together, they're synergistic. They give the body a major leg up. But what they're doing is they're helping the body get back to where it was 20, 30, 40 years ago so it can actually do its own magic, right? I can't stop a cell from dividing. That's very difficult to do. The body will do that. That's just part of the DNA. It's part of the biological process. It's part of human physiology. So I can't instruct the body how to do things. It's way beyond us. But we can scientifically give it the edge and get you back to where we were 4,000 years ago, walking barefoot, getting the right wavelengths of light into the sun, right? From the sun into the body, and breathing good quality, clean oxygen. Now, I want to touch base on light real quick. Someone might just say, well, why can't you just go out in the sun? You know, the red and near infrared come from the sun. You're 100% right at 34.8 milliwatts of power. Our light bed goes up to 160 milliwatts of that power, okay? So we're easily more than 400% more powerful than the sun on those near infrared, invisible, and red light. Go outside. You see any red light? You don't. You can't see it. It's not enough. Do you see the invisible light? No, you don't. You see the white light, okay? You see the brightest part of the sun. You're seeing wavelengths that are not the wavelengths that go deep. When you get red and near infrared light, which our bed is made up of, it's 45,000 diodes, four different wavelengths. Each wavelength goes in at a unique depth penetration. So we're at 400 plus percent times the power of the sun to get that light in to stop oxidative stress, AKA inflammation, without UVA, UVB, and it is non-thermal. There's no heat. You will not get a suntan. In fact, your skin will thicken up because you're improving the collagen production, which means your skin is able to repair faster and it's better protected from UV rays. So if you're doing red light therapy, you're inherently protecting your one of your major organ systems, your skin, from the sun to begin with. Okay, so it's not a sauna. You cannot go into an infrared sauna. That's far infrared. That's heat. That's about exciting water molecules and causing you to sweat. You won't be sweating in our bed. This is called cold laser. And speaking of laser, this bed is made by the only company in the world that makes a laser for medical use. And these are the kind of lasers you put on your knee or your shoulder. That energy is going almost into the bone. And so he can treat the leg, the shoulder, your lower back, your even your skull if you have TBI, traumatic brain injury. This light that's going into the body is restoring order. It's accelerating wound healing, reducing pain in minutes. Keep in mind, these lasers go from $28,000 to $45,000. But the science of these class four lasers that MDs and chiropractors will use, they'll use them on your lower back to reduce sciatica. The light bed came after this. The science of the light bed came from these lasers. There's only two companies in the world that know how to make a FDA-cleared medical laser and a light bed. It's Theralite and Thor. We were with Thor for years. Their bed is, they have a good build quality, but their specs and their LEDs and the amount of wavelengths is literally a percentage of ours. So we offer much superior spec than our competition. So that gives you superhuman in a nutshell. Any more questions on that subject?
Where can somebody, well, we're going to talk about your website when you have videos, by the way, that cover each one of these steps.
Yes.
But are there, you mentioned, are there places you can go get these kind of treatments or centers that are opening up?
Yeah. So there's a site, superhumanprotocol.com, and there's a button called locations. Just type in your zip code, do a search. And so you'll find we have over 470 installations of the light bed. A good percentage of those actually have full Superhuman Protocol. We began selling the Superhuman Protocol a little bit later on after we started selling this Theralite system. So there, we haven't quite caught up there yet, but quite a few locations. And if they want to reach out to us directly, go to DaVinciMedicalUSA.com, click on the Contact Us page, and just mention your name, Jim. Saw Jason on the interview with Jim, and they will put your customer directly in touch with me. You're not going to get one of my sales guys. I will actually work directly with your customers individually. I have a fee for speaking with direct clientele for 45 minutes. I'll waive that with all your customers.
Super. And I just want to, as we end this, Jason, I'm going to do something a little different. I've been working with this off and on here in the last month or so, but what I'm going to do with my doctor, August, I'm going in for a complete physical blood work and everything. We're going to set that up as a base. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the Superhuman Protocol, do it 6 days a week. And at the end of 3 months, we're going to go back and we're going to take my blood work and take a look at what's the difference doing this for 3 months. And so I'd love to have you back when that happens.
Well, I'd love to join and see those labs, but I can tell you right now what's going to happen. C-reactive protein, CRP, which is a measurement of inflammation, it's going to be in the right zone. Your hemoglobin is going to look like it's going to be amazing. Your oxygen levels are going to be fantastic. Your blood pressure is going to drop back to normal. You're going to see a lot of things change because every single cell and tissue is now getting what it needs, and it can now automatically heal everything. As I was saying earlier, when the woman's tumors disappeared in her lungs, she said, "Jason, I had all sorts of other problems with other things going on. That was gone too." I said, "You can't heal part of the body and not the rest." Okay. So if you see one thing going away, trust me, the whole body is restoring. You cannot heal part of the body and not the entire body while you're doing this. So the whole body gets a complete restoration. So I'm looking forward to seeing those labs. Very excited. How long have you been using it, by the way, Jim? And you have PMF oxygen, and what light do you have? Do you have panels?
I got the panels, the top panels that you have, and then I got the stand on it. So, and then I'm also, Jason, too, changing my diet. I'm more keto, so organic foods, and getting rid of all carbs. My only weakness is French wine on a Friday, Saturday night. So you can't be perfect.
I'm sorry, my friend. You and I will take a Bordeaux any day. So I get it. I'm with you. Trust me. So a lot of people say this. So can I drink a lot more since I'm getting ahead of the game? Well, I don't like that thinking. You wouldn't go buy a $1 million racehorse and then feed it Snickers, would you? So, you know, you got to think of yourself as that $1 million racehorse, and you're going to go train and race for the Kentucky Derby. That's the only reason you spend that kind of money. So when you're looking at your food, think about this. Am I going to survive, or is this going to help me thrive? If you're not going to thrive on that, get rid of it. It doesn't belong in, you know, there's no nutrition in bread. There's no nutrients in pasta. There's no nutrients in sugar. Okay. Get naturally recurring sugar. Believe it or not, red wine's better than, from a sugar standpoint, than white. Okay. White wine actually has a higher sugar content. And if you're doing it one or two glasses a weekend, it's cumulative, you know, add that up. But if you're doing Superhuman Protocol, you're probably negating all of that, which the wine is causing. So have a glass on me.
All right. Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining us. And I look forward to talking to you in about 3 months when we get the results. I'd love to discuss them with you.
Very excited. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for the opportunity.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.